Ghana for Sajo for any Nanum, any Abuja, any Abamu Penny for any Musica, Gambo, all the creative art in Penny for Nanda. Namiya Abdullah on the 17th March, and I have any Ebony, any Abuja, and the Nato Empem. Yadamuni Nasi, Yadamasi. 17th March.
You just heard a host at the event to mark 1 week of the passing of Ebony.
Meanwhile, hundreds of fans thronged the St. Francis de Porry School, where the family marked the 1 week passing of Ebony. Notably among those were the Minister of Tourism, Culture and Creative Arts, Minister of Communication, President of Musica, representatives of political parties and a host of others. International preacher Dr. Lawrence Tete, who spoke to Radio Ghana, asked every citizen to be responsible when driving.
I want to thank God for the life of Ebony. About a few days before she was called into glory, she had a privilege to have an encounter with me. As a matter of fact, I led her to the Lord. I spoke to her about Jesus Christ. She accepted the Lord and she confessed her sins. And of course, for me, she was so receptive and godly in the way she was happy to be connected with me in the things of God. She confessed and told me that from when she was a child, she has watched my programs on TV. So for her coming to contact with me was a great excitement for her. I have a lot of homework to do. And it's not just about our leadership. We all have a collective responsibility to help government. Whether today's government or tomorrow government or yesterday's government, we all need our help to be able to do the right thing. Our roads sometimes can be very appalling. Especially those of us who have had a chance to live in Europe for a very long time. When we even come to Ghana, it's difficult for us to drive. The lighting system and things are not good. The road, even the way it's constructed, sometimes is not the best. So let us all, and this is not government responsibility, it is all of us our collective responsibility. Big people and as a nation must build a constructive road that will be very conducive. And we shouldn't forget, all of us have a collective responsibility.
International preacher Dr. Lawrence Tete, Minister of Tourism, Culture and Creative Arts, Catherine Apeku, spoke of her admiration for the late musician and wished the family well.
I never had a personal encounter with Priscilla Kwarten, a.k.a. Ebony, but I listened to her music regularly, and I heard of her on TV, on radio, and I was also very proud of her daring and her audacity in showing her talent. So as much as we are commiserating with the family, we also have to celebrate her life and know that her talent made a lot of people happy. We should be grateful for the short time that she lived with us on this planet Earth, and may her perfect soul rest in peace. Creative arts industry, we are all here to commiserate with the mom and dad and the family of Ebony. So you will see the stars and the talented people coming to show solidarity. We wish all of us well, and it should encourage us to showcase what God has given us while we have life. Let us be all cordial, peaceful, coexist, and celebrate each other.
For her part, Minister of Communication Esle Owusu Ekufu called for the enforcement of traffic regulations to reduce road accidents drastically.